Members of the Park City School Board were recently given a reading assignment by Superintendent Ember Conley. It's a book called The Race for Relevance, which takes a look at how public education in general, and school boards specifically, can remain innovative and relevant in a changing world. At this week's school board work session, Conley talked about how to engage in the level of awareness it takes to achieve that relevance.
Business is no longer business as usual. It's business as unusual because we're changing at such a rapid rate that we're trying to keep up.
That keeping up, she says, involves looking at being competitive in public education.
We have to keep up with our competition. I keep going back to our vision statement of to be a district of choice. We have to be a district of choice because we are going to be competitive with the offerings that we have. And I know it meant something completely different in the strategic plan that we were trying to set ourselves apart from the charter schools to a public district. But we need to look internally of what are we offering to our students to become competitive for their learning.
Conley says technology is a huge piece to that puzzle.
It's almost, you know, we get sick of talking about it, but we are so tuned in to technology, as is our learners. So that's really the overarching what I took away from Race for Relevance is really looking at those components and how are we as a board going to be very cognizant of those and move forward.
School Board President Mo Hickey agrees, saying students have more choice now. If they end up in a class that's ineffective, they can opt for something else, like an online class. Incorporating other types of education is referred to as blended learning and, says Conley, provides an opportunity for teachers and the whole system to evolve. She gives an example of how that happens.
We took our two top middle school teachers in my previous district and we put them in the blended learning environment where they had 65 kids and they taught the four core subjects with project-based learning. The unintended consequence was not necessarily higher student achievement. It was greater professional growth for them because they had to learn how to be better teachers and to grow professionally.
That's Park City Superintendent Dr. Ember Conley at this week's school board work session. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.